Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita. My name is Sucharita, and it is Sunday, August 24th, 2014, here in India, calling from Kumbakonam, which is in the deep south of India. I've been here for the past several weeks and enjoying sharing with everyone from around the global community about the adventures in all the things that I've been doing and how that can help to relate to whatever it is that you're doing with your spiritual path wherever you are in the world. And when we come together for this free program that Dr. Pillai has asked us to offer everyone, it helps to keep everyone on top of their spiritual path, to motivate them and to also keep in perspective what's happening naturally. So today what's happening is that the new moon, and that just started here in India at around 5 o'clock, maybe just after 5. And so what about the new moon? Well, as we've been learning in the past several months, and in previous courses as well, but more so from week to week, we give the sort of the forecast of the natural events that are happening in the world and how we can tap into those energies, and then how to tap into those energies and then apply them to our everyday life. So the new moon, if you've been feeling like a little bit more inward, or you feel like antisocial somewhat, like you don't really want to mix with anyone, or if you say anything, it gets the conversation goes sideways, or it gets misunderstood or miscommunicated. Something is amiss when we're looking outside or going outside of ourselves. So it's a good time to kind of have a conversation with yourself, an inner dialogue. It doesn't mean that you talk to yourself and you know, that could be a little bit dangerous. People can think you're a little bit strange, but it's a time to really reflect, hey, what is it that's going on inside of me in the past couple of weeks? Because we've been on the waning cycle, the waning moon cycle, which means that the moon is getting smaller and smaller in the sky. And how that reflects in our own life is that we start to disengage from the world. We start to go more inward. And so if you've been feeling that for the past couple of weeks and then it's kind of culminated and you feel like really going, you've been today and maybe tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world, your time zone and the timings of the new moon, you might feel like a little bit, it might be best to use your time to go in internally and to do your spiritual practices. So that's one way of going internally. Another way is to write down your goals, because on the waxing moon cycle, so for the next 15 days, a couple of weeks to till the moon gets full again, is that this is a manifesting cycle. So it's whatever you're thinking right now, when you go inside and you really see, what is it that I want to manifest in these next couple of weeks? So if you haven't been able to manifest something that you on the since the last waxing cycle, then this past couple of weeks, maybe you've been looking, okay, well, why is it? You've been more in a self-inquiry mode. Or people maybe have been, you know, maybe you're a little bit extra hypersensitive to what people are saying. Maybe people, you perceive people as being critical of you or pointing out your mistakes, or, you know, maybe you're not feeling well, because when we aren't feeling well, that's a signal that something is, there's some internal conflict that's going on. So there's an imbalance in how we perceive ourselves when we're relating to others. And then the feedback that we get, and then we have a response or reaction, and then that sends the signals to say, okay, this is what will work for you to shut her down, or to, you know, say something back, or to you know, move forward in your life in a way that is going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding. So the new moon also represents the ancestors. So what about the ancestors? Well, the ancestors are part of our genes. They're a part of our DNA. They, even though they're not physically here, they are connected to us. And then there's the, at the soul level, why did we choose this gene pool? Why did we choose to have these relatives that, you know, maybe we just think, some of us think, oh my God, what family am I belonging to? Other people have like quote-unquote normal relationships with their siblings, parents, you know, aunts, uncles, extended family, things like that. So that's the play of the ancestors. When there's something out of balance, that's the ancestors trying to get our attention. Why? Well, because they are also evolving. After they leave the physical form, they can get stuck because they've made some mistakes along the way, or there's maybe there's curses that you know about. You hear stories in your family, storytelling. Oh, Uncle so-and-so or aunt or grandparents or great-grandfather was this or that. Or there's a history of abuse or alcoholism or drug abuse or mental illness. Or, you know, maybe there's a history of incredible people who have done really great things in the life and then you're not. So what's happening? So we're all on this spiritual path to ask ourselves those questions. And then the ancestors, if we tune into the ancestors on the new moon and we propitiate them, or we pay attention to them, or we talk to them internally, and maybe we know the stories, maybe we don't know the stories, but we can just say in general, you know, please, I wish that you could be at peace. I pray that you could be at peace and that you could evolve, and that you would be free of suffering from whatever realm that you're stuck in. And, you know, how you will know, as we've mentioned before over the months that, and over the years with Dr. Pillai, is that there will be a situation, a pattern that you will see. Maybe finances will be really tough for people. Yes, karma has something to relate to do with it, meaning that from past lives, or maybe the planets are causing some transitory effects that aren't so desirable, or, you know, going to cause you not to pay attention to your finances, and then the money goes, or you make bad decisions. So, but also the ancestors can be causing some havoc. And then, so you'll see challenges with health that come out of nowhere around the new moon. You might, you know, see your bank account fluctuating in the past couple of weeks, meaning it's going out, like money is going out and I don't know how it's going, because you were not paying attention. That's all it is. Really, there's some force that is causing us to be not really paying attention or conscious of what we're doing in those areas of our lives that are really important. You could see around now siblings and parents conflicting with one another, or, you know, grandparents and grandchildren, or something going on with the family, aunts, uncles. So there's some sort of disturbance in the family life. And you may be a part of it directly, or you may hear about it. So once we pay attention to this time of the month, which happens every 15 days, then we start to see, oh my gosh, there is a pattern. And so what to do? You can simply do the tarpanum offering. Now, we've talked about tarpanum offering lots and lots and lots and lots. So you can read about that on the blog, or you can listen to the recordings that are available on the blog as well, the Sundays with Sucharita blog. Or you can even read about it on astroved.com, which is PillaiCenter.com, sister company or partner company, and then start to do it. So how to do it? Every day, you between sunrise and sunset, especially on the new moon, you just simply offer the rice powder or the rice kernels, and then the grain, sorry, and then some black sesame seeds, and that it just happens to be the what the ancestors like. And this is what Dr. Fly has shared, and it's in, through the lineage of the Siddhas that this is what you can do at this point in time during the Kali Yuga when, you know, anything that we, any effort that we make towards being on the spiritual path, and then these tools, these spiritual tools or the spiritual technology that Dr. Pillai shares from the Siddha lineage, it allows, you know, you or I or anyone around the world to be able to get benefit without having to go to an ashram and do some purification and all that other stuff that has had to happen in previous lifetimes maybe. And then, you know, you can still go on and do whatever it is that you need to do in your life. So do the tarpanam offering. That will really, really help. And a lot of people say, oh, my God, I just forget to do it. So we've talked about that, too. Just set it up so that every day when you get up, you have your shower, and then it's right there in your little plastic container or your Tupperware, the lid on it, and then you just make the offering in the sink or in the shower. You know, it's just a palm-size, coin-size amount on your palm with a coin, and then do your prayer, and that's it. Done. So it's really, really important, as Dr. Pillai says, to propitiate the ancestors. Even the rishis, the saints, the siddhas, they all come to the earth plane at this point in time to do their prayers to the ancestors. And you know, some people may think, oh, this is a bit strange, it's a little bit out there. But every culture has it, every religion has it embedded in the rituals that they do. The only thing is they don't really make it public. You know, the priests are doing it mostly, and then or people who are ordained to do it, they do it, and then you don't really understand what they're doing unless you're doing a study on it. But most people, they got their things going on, and they say, okay, let's just get this done, and, you know, I got to get on with my day and feed my kids and get to work and all the rest. So so this is what Dr. Pillai has blessed. He's been blessed to give us, ordained to give us, or given the permission to give us, this technology to pay attention to the ancestors. So please do that on the new moon and then thereafter and see what happens in the next week or two. And people will say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm so busy traveling. Take it with you. Take it in like you would something in your purse or, you know, in your kit that you take with you, toothpaste and everything else. So that just becomes a part of your everyday routine. And don't worry, oh my God, I missed it, what's going to happen? Or am I saying the prayers right? There are never any hard and fast rules with Dr. Pillai. As I mentioned, anything that happens, anything that anyone does to get on the spiritual path and to start to understand this realm that has been hidden, all the secrets have been hidden from everyday people like you and I for so long. And now this is all getting revealed. And then having a master like Dr. Pillai, we have with him, he protects it. So whoever is just doing this simple technique, they will get the protection. Not only will they get the protection, but they will get the benefits out of it. So there's not really any right or wrong way to do it. It's just the way to do it is from the sincerity of your heart and your mind and your soul. Like, you put everything into it. You say, okay, my life is messed up. There's something going on here. Why do you think you are on the spiritual path? Because something was so disturbing in your life that didn't make sense and hasn't made sense. So you've maybe tried here, tried there. Especially with YouTube, you can go on it for, you know, days on end and go to so many different sites. But what makes you to come to the Pillai Center? What makes you to go to the YouTube and watch Dr. Pillai hour after hour presenting his 10-minute clips, or maybe there's longer ones? You know, over the years, there's just so many. And each of them, even though they can be really short, oh my God, they're so powerful, so engaging. And what what happens. It's not like you're just watching something for entertainment. It's you're getting that energy, that shakti, they call it, is the energy to dispel all the negativity that's in your life, to churn that out of you so that you can move forward with greater ease and grace. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Grace is so, so important. And here, now, as we call it Sundays with Sutrita, we watch the transit, not just watch it, we observe it in our life. We observe the transit of the sun as it goes from sign to sign, about halfway through the month to the next middle of the month, to the next month. And last week, we had Radha, our Vedic astrologer and support person for Sundays with Sutrita, and she had given the forecast. And so this forecast for the sun transiting into Leo is all about the sun being really comfortable in Leo, the sign of the king. So everyone in life has some sort of sovereignty. Even if you feel like, oh my God, I'm just the lowest of the lows, or I'm never going to get anywhere, or, you know, I'm just have a Joe job or whatever it is, or I feel like a hamster on a wheel, you have to stop that talk, because here you are, you're listening to your soul. You're asking it to reveal to you, what's my true purpose? And so that in and of itself is that spark of divinity in all of us. And that is the true royalty. It's not what you have and what you do, although that's, you know, can say something, can tell a story. However, you know, it's who we are and what we are reflecting out into the world. So if you find that you're repelling people, you know, have a look and say, wonder what's causing that. Or, yeah, I know, but I don't know how to change. Yeah, you do. Just by paying attention to that, and then what? Do your practice. To say, you know what, I don't even know. I feel like at the heart level, I feel numb. Or at the mind level, I feel numb. At the soul level, oh my God, I don't even know what that is. So we just keep going towards it, peeling the layers away. And it can happen where, you know, you do a practice and you're going along, and so many practices, so many teachings that Dr. Plyce shared, and people have gone to see him in person, and more gets shared, and then it gets kind of confusing. So what to do? You just keep, every week, you keep telling yourself, okay, this week, this is what my goal is going to be. Dr. Plyce shares so much about having big goals. So if a goal is like, okay, I want $2 million and you're at, you know, $100 a week or something like that, or you can't even imagine, you know, what that could be like in your lifetime to have that, or never is going to be, you know, that just becomes a wish that just has no energy to it. So just do it in chunks of time. So at this beginning of this week, and when the sun is in Leo, write down what you can imagine yourself to feel like if everyone who you came into contact with looked at you and talked to you and interacted with you as if you were giving them great advice, and not, you know, sort of like pontificating at them or, you know, saying, this is what I think you should do. But they would come to you and say, you know, you have had this experience in your life. You know, what do you think that I should do? So you become a, you know, someone who people look up to. Or even if you don't like to interacting with others or talking to other people, people will be smiling at you, and you will, all of a sudden you'll feel something different. Just as if someone is looking at you, cutting you a dirty look. Oh my God, you feel to the core what that is. And it's not feeling so good. So we already know all the stuff that we don't like, but can imagine what you would feel like. And so write those goals down. Simple things. No, not big, huge leaps of, you know, change in your personality and everything else. Or some of you might want that. You just say, okay, this is it. Enough. I have to change. Good, go for it. and you know, see what it is that you want to manifest in these next, in this next week, and this, and then the following week as well. And as we come towards the end of this week, we, at least here on the in the standard calendar for that is offered through Astrovid, is we've got Ganesha's birthday. Ganesha is the elephant-headed divine being who is going to help to remove obstacles. So write down your goals and then just say, these are the obstacles I have. Challenging relationships. I don't have any clue about which direction I need to go, so I'm not clear. I'm not clear about what my internal dialogue is, and I can't even be clear about my external dialogue is, because I'm just saying blah, 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 and then not, things aren't happening. It can be, you know, on your spiritual path, you try your practices, and then you don't, you feel things, and then you don't feel things. And then you don't know if you're getting anything out of it because it's not showing up in your life. So all these things you can just say to Ganesha by participating either through, you know, doing the mantra practice. That's free. You can do it anytime, and especially on his birthday. And you can ask those obstacles, the seen and unseen obstacles, to be removed. And then just do it with sincerity. You know, Dr. Pillai had a webcast yesterday through Astrovet, and he just said, you know, people get on the spiritual path because something is at the heart level is missing. And so we have to surrender to something higher than ourselves. So he said, well, if it's God, if it's Jesus, if it's Buddha, if it's whoever it is, if it's Dr. Pillai, you know, surrender to that being, that spiritual master or spiritual guide or angels, whatever, that you just totally, completely surrender the problem to who that person who you resonate with, whether they're alive or gone to other realms. And then that in and of itself will open up the heart. It will become, as they say in Christianity, the sacred heart, or in other cultures as well, religions as well. So all these masters, they come through the different cultures, the different religions, different traditions at different times to give the same message to the people who are really disturbed in their lives. So you have to get to the heart level and cry to the divine. Why? Because we're so blocked. We're so kind of dead to that feeling inside. And then when you get, because we're so in thinking mode, I know this, I know that, I don't know this, I don't know that, yes, no, right, wrong. Maybe yes, no, maybe no. And it just becomes, the whole life can be a yes, no thing. Rationalization, logical. So you have to fall from the head into the heart. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like we have to just stop the brain, stop the thinking. Because the brain is just like a machine. It picks up thoughts. Whether they're coming from inside or outside or sideways or up or down, it doesn't matter, really. I mean, yes, you can look at it for some time, but then that even becomes like watching a TV show, reality TV show or something. And then that is distracting. So what do we want to do? We want to move into the realm of the divine. So today we are going to get into the realm of the divine, meaning how we access that in our own, using our minds to process the energy that is going to come in through using the sacred sounds and taking you through a guided meditation, you know, asking you to look at things, maybe not look at things. If you can see things, fine. If you can't, that's fine too. But we're going to invoke Ganesha's energy because, see, from the new moon into the next few days, Ganesha is pulling us to pay attention to that which we cannot have a breakthrough in. That's why breaking a coconut is associated with Ganesha. On his birthday, they make Ganesha clay statues here in India. And in other places around the world, too, where they do that kind of spiritual technology. And then what they do is they put all the prayers, the person sponsors these clay Ganeshas, and they make their prayer to dissolve other obstacles. It gets done by a proxy, and then gets dissolved into the ocean. So it's a surrogate for you to dissolve away all this stuff. So we're going to today, we're going to do a guided meditation to dissolve away everything that we haven't been able to do because we get in the way of our own selves, solving our own problems. We think, if I just can get this help, well, that's not working. Okay, if I can just get this help, well, that's not working. So whatever obstacle, whether it's a health, financial obstacle, relationship obstacle, spiritual path, business, whatever it is, everyone knows their situation. Now, what do you want to focus on? All of your problems? It's probably not a good idea because then you'll be on spin cycle with your thoughts. So imagine what you can, what would make a big difference in your life. If this situation, finances, relationship, whatever it is, if this situation in your life wasn't such an issue, it was just there and not, it was neutral or even better, right? So just let's, for some of us, we can only get to neutral. Some of us can't even imagine what it would be like to be better. Some of us can and have been dreaming about it and are wishing for it, and maybe this will be the time where it breaks the barrier in our own consciousness about the issue. So Ganesha is going to be huge in this coming week, and that energy to remove obstacles. So let's experience it internally, and then when you focus on it every day until his birthday and thereafter, you're going to start to understand, oh, he's not so far away from me. In fact, he's within me. For those of you who need to go, then can listen to the rest of this discussion that we're going to have for a little bit. There's going to be a hangout, Google Hangout with Dr. Fly is going to be talking about the goddesses, the Navaratri trip that's coming up. Seminar, trip for some people. It's a seminar that's going to go on during Navaratri. Some of the nights of the nine nights of the goddess will be celebrated in Florida. As we've been mentioning over the past few weeks that we've known about it. So you're welcome to jump on that call. Or sorry, it's not a call. It's a webcast through plycenter.com. That will also be recorded. So you don't have to, we're not making you to leave, but if that's something that you want to do, you can do that, because it'll be starting in about 10 minutes or so. But then it will also be recorded, so you can watch it later to find out more about the Nine Nights of the Goddess in that seminar that will be happening in September. So everybody should be coming back to themselves about now. And I'll open the line for some questions and then comments, and we'll just take it from there. See what we see and hear what we hear. Love to hear from you about your connection to Ganesha. If that's something you want to share, okay. Okay, if you want to, you can press star 6. Yeah?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Germaine. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Germaine? Where are you calling from?
From Boca Raton, Florida. Correct with. So I know Dr. Bly is coming, and I'm planning on doing the ceremony to Ganesh to remove the obstacles because I would really like to attend. I sent you an email. I don't know if you received it, but I'm just trying to figure out a way to get there. You know, even though I'm in the city, I have to come up with the money. So any suggestions would be appreciated.
Yeah, Jermaine, it's really great that he's so close and yet so far, right?
Yes. And it's not doing anything else. It's not like, you know, you can just go there, you know, kind of idea if you don't go on court. So,
right.
I am doing the birthday, the NASA figure could help me, and I'm starting to do, like, did 1,008 mantras to him every day to Ganesh to help remove obstacles. But I'm just, you know, I'm putting out my intentions. So just whatever suggestion you can have for me, you know. It's like my partner, who's usually not supportive, he said to me, oh, I told him about the event. I didn't tell him what it cost. But he said, oh, well, you should go. And then he came back. He said, well, maybe you should ask to see if they need some people to work or whatever. With, I don't think that that's a possibility. But, you know, it's like he was supportive of me being gone that time, which is great because that's sometimes a big factor. So, I mean, I have a month to manifest this, or a little bit more than a month to manifest this. So just whatever ideas or suggestions that you have.
I think it's awesome, and thank you so much for asking. I'm going to just ask you to put yourself on mute.
Okay.
Because I think there's a bit of an echo. Okay, great. So it's a great question, Jermaine, and for those people who couldn't hear clearly, this person lives near, Jermaine lives near the event in Florida and is really, really wanting to go to see Dr. Pillai in person, but what there's happening is there's a financial obstacle. Now, as we pray to Ganesh, we're not just praying to something that's outside of ourselves. So one of the things that I will say is, okay, you're doing your mantras, as you said, you're doing 1,008 mantras, you're going to participate in the birthday offerings either through Ply Center or Ashram, but I didn't catch that, but something that you're going to be participating proxy, maybe it's a webcast. You seem to be doing, or you are doing, not seem to be, you are taking the steps. And when you take the steps, then that's what will lead you to receive more and more energy. Now, for you to say, oh, my God, my partner is even saying, you know, I'll help you to get there, or you should go there, encouraging you to find ways, that's Ganesh. That's the energy of Ganesh that's coming through you, and it's reflecting out, and it's dissolving away obstacles that were, as you said, normally he wouldn't have been saying anything like that. So that, look for the signs. And then, as you're going along, you say you have a month to go, you can manifest it in a day. You could manifest it in a minute. So don't leave that. And I'm not saying that, oh, you're going to do it. You're going to be prepared, and then the divine will come and do it. And that can happen in a phone call. That doesn't even take a minute. If someone says, oh, look, I know you want to go. Boom, there it is. I've had so many miracles happen to me where I've been able to go to the other side of the world, and it's costed a lot of money, a flight, everything, time off work, and not just myself. Many people have. So please don't think that a month, it's going to take a month. It could take an instant. So just keep looking for the signs that Ganesha is showing you, that there are the obstacles that are being, you know, dissolved away. And he will definitely show you where the obstacles are. One of the things with manifestations is that you don't want to share it with too many people, because that you, especially people who you know or maybe are knowingly or unknowingly, they're not really supportive of you. So don't go and do that. That's like, you know there's a big puddle on the road and you go and step in it. That's not a good idea, right? Because you don't know if it's a pothole, if it's got some wires there or something, right? So you just can, just there it is, go around it, or didn't even go down that road. So that's one of the things that you start to see in your life, who's supporting you, who's not supporting you. And it's not that you judge them, for sure. You can't, because we're all sparks of the divine. We all have our own karmas. We all have our own issues. So you can just keep doing the practice that you're doing and stay completely open to the possibility that you're going. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm surrendering this to this Ganesha. I'm doing all the steps that I need to take to get the energy, get that feeling, attract people to me, attract opportunities to me. Inheritances have come out of nowhere. In fact, I had one. One time I wanted to go to India so badly, and it was not possible at all. And in the mail came a check. And it was just like from a regular bank, and then there was a note, this is from your, you know, inheritance from your aunt, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. The next day I was buying the ticket. The next day I was getting the visa. So that's when we were talking, and Dr. Pillai has been sharing with us in the webcast last night that we're so hardened by at the heart level. So we have to, another thing you can do is you cry. You cry so that you can access feelings. It's not the other way around. You have a feeling and then you cry. It's you go in and you just go, I can't even cry. What the heck? You know, am I like so shut off from the world and so shut off from my own self? And then when you cry, it's not actually you crying. It's the divine saying, my God, it took you so long, you know. And then you will wake that self, that part of you up that says, only the divine can make this happen. I will take the steps. It's not that I won't go to work and do my job, or I expect it to come, you know, fall from the sky or trees or something like that. Sometimes it works for people who have great imaginations. But if you're the type of person that has some doubt, you know, or hardened at that level that I just can't see. Hardened in the sense that you're doing everything, but you just can't see what the way out or the way in or the way to or through. So then you step out of the way. And you just do the practices, and then Ganesha will show you. I've seen it so many times and experienced it in my life so many times, being on this path with Dr. Pillai. So with sincerity comes the divine support. And if some people, okay, you know, I'm trying, I just can't help myself. I get angry, I get frustrated, or I get stopped or something like that. Every moment is new. And then check the days of the week, as we've been talking about. Check the days of the week and, you know, see yourself, okay, you know, Ganesha's energy is really powerful on Sundays. So spend most of your Sunday just chanting gum, because that's the day he's really active. He's active every day, but more on Sundays. And it makes sense, because he's start of the week. It's mostly a spiritual day for, historically speaking, for people. Those kinds of things. And then just writing your goals. You know, so many times we say, write, and yeah, I'll get to it. But that act of post-it notes, some people are talking over the years and in this program too, just, you know, I've got a post-it note sticking right in front of me right now, hanging from my lamp that's lighting up the backlight of my computer, you know, creating a backlight. And there's my stick-it note. Everything is easy. Everything has to happen really easy. The divine is here. I'm doing my practices. I know what my goals are. And then I have just words for my goals. So health, finances, relationship, you can have like that, whatever your goal is. Dr. Pillai seminar. You just see it. You're thinking it. You're looking for it. You want it. Not, oh, well, if I go, then I go. Okay, then where's the energy going? It's going wishy-washy, right? So really, just challenge yourself. And then there have been people who said, you know, I've been praying for years and years and years for Dr. Ply to come so I could see him. And boom, they manifested. So you can, you know, those are the kinds of things that I would say add to the things that you're already doing. But just in a nutshell, look for how Ganesha is showing you the way to get the support that you need to go. And if it means you, as we've talked to, you sit for 8 hours and say the sound gum, do it. Why not? You don't have to sit there and do it 8 hours for that one day, but maybe start out with half an hour, then add another half an hour to that. Or maybe even like I've done and so many other people have done too, is lock yourself away if you can, where you just shut the phone off, you shut everything off, you don't even have the computer, nothing. And you just go and do the sound, you know, for an extended period of time. And you're, you know, you're not really eating too much, you're not really doing too much other than listening to it, chanting it, meditating on it. And I know that you will manifest if the if you just say, this is the goal and this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to get out of the way and bring the divine in, and the divine is going to do it. So that's what I have to say about that. If anyone else has any other things that they can do. I mean, things like smashing coconuts is really good, as I mentioned. You know, but it, again, when you do that act of smashing the coconut, it really brings in a lot of feeling. This energy will come in and you'll just say, get all the obstacles that are in me, just go into this coconut and I'm going to smash you. And, you know, and you do. When you smash that coconut, my God, the feeling that you feel is incredible. And then that is the connection. Then you say, oh my God, that's what it feels like to have this power, this energy, this good feeling, that is finished. That stuff is finished in my life. And if you need to smash 108, go ahead. Smash 108. I've done it several times over the years with several people, so my friends along the way. And we've had incredible results thereafter. We've also had incredible results with smashing one coconut. So do it to your heart's content. And then you will feel the divine coming in. I hope that's been helpful, Jermaine.
That's been very helpful. Thank you. It was, you know, for the first time, I think it was Friday that I did the 1008, because I thought, what should I do? I said I could do 1008 prayer, you know, mantras to connect. And then that day something did happen. My boss is trying to get more, he's trying to expand, so he's trying to get more leads. So he started with one company, and he was going to start with another company maybe a month from now. And the company called and said on Friday that they would be willing to give him the first month free. So he's going to start two companies, and if he gets six sales, I will get a check for $5,000, so that would be one way that I could do it. I mean, that's just one way, right? But it was like a door opened on a Friday that wasn't there, and I thought to myself, I thought, oh, this is from Ganesh. That's what I felt. So awesome. I'm going to keep doing what you said and put my intention out and just get it all set up as if I'm going and work on it every single day, and I'm sure something else would happen because I don't have to do it. I just have to keep putting my intention out.
You are amazing, and you're going to do it, Jermaine.
Thank you. Thank you. He's right in the same town. It's like I don't even have to go anywhere. It's Boca Raton. But I did see it said some meditations might be midnight to 2 in the morning.
Okay.
So then I'm thinking, you know, like what do? You just stay and then you just leave? Or how does the logistics work? You know, like I thought it was going to be all day and all night, like until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. But then I saw that it could be from like 12 to 2 in the morning also. Are you in your room when you do that, or are you with him when you do that from 12 midnight to 2 a.m.? Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, sometimes he does ask you to come, but generally speaking, if you're with him all day, he will just say, this is the technique that you do at nighttime in your room. He might also say, listen, sleep from 5 o'clock till 11 o'clock, and then we'll meet at 12 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to get a better idea of that just because of the logistics.
Oh, he takes care. It's not like a military. You know, he takes care of the group.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much, Tarika. I really appreciate it. It's really great.
Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm learning a lot with each week that's passing that is very beneficial to your daily life. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep in touch, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Yeah, is there anyone else there who would like to share? I see someone else there who wants to come on, maybe. Yeah, some people might be saying, you know, every year around this time, Venetia's birthday comes, and, you know, I feel the energy. But then after a while, I don't know. And that happens. You know, sometimes it takes us, we don't know, as we were speaking about ancestors, we don't know what our ancestors have done. Whatever path they've been on, for some strange reason, here we are with Dr. Pillai, so there's some pull to be finding out about the technology that he offers us, and it's a mixture of, different cultures and different experiences. As I mentioned across the board, each culture at least lights a light, a candle or some lamp. Each religion has, and that represents the divine. So it's not too far-fetched or too beyond your culture or your religious background that maybe you were raised in and you went away from. Dr. Pillai says, go back to that. You know, go back to that connection to that being and then light the lamp or the candle and then feel what you would have felt, say, when you were a kid. You know, because that's when you're at your purest. And then something along the way maybe disturbed you about, whatever the custom was at that time. But then we're not kids anymore. So if it's not working for you, if you're not resonating with Ganesha, because maybe it's just a residual from some other lifetime, and then you've been raised in this different culture and different time, this lifetime, go back to that. And then what you'll find, and many of us have found, who have been raised in a different spiritual path, is the feeling is so different. You know, it's a lot of forgiveness. A lot of stuff comes up around why we left. And then what to do in and of itself is Ganesha giving you that grace to see where you have been blocked or created some sort of internal conflict, which has then resulted in some sort of obstacle in your life. And then maybe like a bitterness or I don't know, I don't want to say, but, you know, if you really look at it and you want to analyze it to some degree, don't indulge in it too much, but a lot of it is bitterness that creates blocks or resentment or, to some extent, some people feel like this revenge even. So if you're having that at some level, whoa, not a good idea, right? So then you can bring in Ganesha and just say, you know, get this out of me. This is like whatever. Not good. And I don't want to hold on to this anymore. And so that technology, because you're not so attached to Ganesha or you don't have this great connection or whatever, you're not feeling the feelings every time the birthday comes around. So then put them to use. Put them to work in your life. Then you say, okay, it's ancestor time now. We're talking about ancestors. They're active. they exist in your world, in your life. And how will you know? You'll be, I don't know, walking down the street and someone will remind you of somebody in your life, your family member, brother, sister. Or maybe you'll go to work and your work, you find that, oh my God, there's my brother, there's my sister, there's my mother, there's my father. You know, you'll see all these different people in your life that maybe you thought, oh my God, I don't have to be exposed to that. They will become your family surrogate. Why? To work out the things that you need to work out. Or benefit. Hey, I'm not saying it in a negative way only. It's just that I've known over the years so many people who come on the spiritual path have issues. That we all need a box, more than a box of tissues to dissolve away, right? So you know, we will see our ancestors and how they will come through and play out for us what it is that we need to see. So they actually create this button-pushing opportunity where they will just poke us and say, oh, watch this. So if you found yourself in the past couple of weeks, as I was saying earlier, if you find yourself or found yourself in the last couple of weeks and on every waning cycle from the full moon to the new moon, right, you know, as the past couple of weeks and then now, where you're just watching stuff slide away from you. In a good way, it could be weight is coming off of you if you want to lose weight. Or people in your life who have been really problematic, they just are not able to get a hold of you. That's washing things away. Or if you wanted to get rid of stuff, clean your closets out, your car, your office, whatever, that is easily done on a waning moon. And so the ancestors, getting back to the ancestors, as I always will, because it's so, so, so important in every culture and every religion to pay attention to them, because they are part of our DNA. That's part of our gene pool that we decided that as spiritual seekers, we were going to get the way to release them from their suffering so that it ends with us. Or maybe the next generation. You hope it doesn't end with the next generation. You want it to end with you. Right? So it's so important that we cleanse. And we have this technology from Dr. Pillai to cleanse it. So maybe Jermaine and anyone else who's trying to manifest something, do more tarpanum every day. That's another thing that you can do, Jermaine. Do more tarpanum. And then get the blessings. Maybe it won't come from the ancestors, but some other person will come and they will look like one of your ancestors or one of your family members, okay? Who the ancestors are activating, are coming through. So because the entire objective or goal of spiritual life is to kind of like expand our consciousness or amplify it to different levels so that we absorb different light frequency, different ways of thinking, shedding light on our lives, shedding light on others in our lives. And that light is not like a flashlight or a candlelight or spotlight. It's the divine light. And then that's how grace flows. So we become this channel of grace that is going to light up and help people to evolve on different dimensions. So our ancestors now are on a different dimension. Whether you believe in it or not, that's what's happening. With the internet, it's so fabulous because you can't deny it anymore. One religion can't deny the other. It's there. And that's the secret. Right? So the secret is that you can impact all different dimensions. Because look at each and every one of us ourselves. It has different dimensions to us. We are a son or a daughter or a parent or a grandparent or a husband or a wife or an ex-husband or ex-wife You know, we're all, we're a teacher, we're a doctor, we're a lawyer, we're, you know, whatever we are in our life, we wear different hats, so to speak. So we have different dimensions that we access and we share. We just aren't aware of it. We're just not cognizant of it, or we're just robotic, maybe, of it. So we don't really get into it too much. We just superficially present it, ourselves to everyone and everything. But then, you know, the beauty of coming to India on these spiritual pilgrimages or going to a seminar with Dr. Pillai, say, in Florida, is that you'll be sitting next to someone, you don't know what they do, where they come from. If they have money, if they don't have money, it doesn't matter. So that you'll know, hey, we're all part of the same soul group, which is called humans. So we're all evolving to understand that this human birth is such a gift. It's a gift to see what's inside of ourselves that gets reflected out, and then see where the disturbances, and then see where the joy and the laughter and the fabulousness in life is. And then in that moment, make a choice. Like Germaine says, okay, I'm going to do it. Because what have you got to lose? Time is just going to go by, and that's what you will lose, is time. And it's not a good time to lose time because we're on manifesting cycle. It's not a good time to use time, lose time anytime. Because time is so precious. Time is energy, time is money, time is everything. Time is health, right? So when you can look at your life in a conscious way, and then not that you have to pick it apart and analyze it till ad nauseum, but just to note to yourself, just like we did in the meditation today, what came up for you? That's in you. You're showing it to yourself. You know, no one's taking a pointer and putting you on a screen and saying, here's where your block is. You're doing it. It's you. So once you see that, then you have to say, okay, what's the technique or the technology to get rid of it, because nobody's pointing it out. It's all within. So as we cleanse ourselves, our bodies, our minds, our souls, we become these gift to God, to be in a human birth, and then to be able to transform it, or not transform it, that's a process. It's like it's a transmutation almost. It's you're transmuting congested energies that are just, need to be dissolved away. So this waxing cycle is going to give support, everyone, to find that sovereignty inside of one another as the sun is transiting into the sign of Leo, which gives you that royalty consciousness leadership. You can read all the rest on the blog about it that Radha shared with us last week. And you can listen to the recording if you want to. It's fantastic. She's so practical. And I appreciate it so much, and so many people do as well. So, you know, we're giving you these little tips and tools and hints on how to make grace flow really easily and smoothly into your life. Yes, you're going to have a headache or a hiccup, but then you won't be debilitated completely, you know, with some sort of disease. So I was mentioning on another call this weekend, yesterday I think it was. Last week when I was traveling, that's why I couldn't be on the call, because I was still in a car driving back from a temple. And this temple was to honor Vishnu, but it was in a Shiva temple, so that even didn't make sense to me on a logical level, but hey, I'm going to go with it. We find out this temple is like a few thousand years old. Nobody really knows about it. Dr. Pillai has picked it out through the information shared from the Siddha lineage. So the night before, I couldn't sleep, and in fact, I was getting sick. I was having an ear infection and a terrible headache for 2 days, and I could feel the ear getting really pain. Thought, oh my God, here I am in India. I'm going to have to take antibiotics. And the last time I was in India last year, around this time, I took it, and then I was sick for 6 weeks. After that, I had very bad reaction. I don't want to go through that again. So my whole karma was almost to the day repeating itself. And I was getting a little bit freaked out about it because I had to leave at 3:30 in the morning, and here it's 11 o'clock at night, and the pain is getting worse, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, forget it, I'm not going. I'm just going to sleep all day, and then I'm just going to take care, and da-da-da-da-da, and then I'm just going to go to the doctor and get this silly antibiotics and whatever. And I have this conversation going. So as the conversation is going on in my head, I'm playing a meditation, and the meditation saying it's easy. It's a meditation in the light body program. And so I'm just listening. That's all I can hear. And then let everything go, Dr. Pillai says. Let it go. It's easy to let go. And I was like, oh my God, it totally is easy to let go because I can't hold on to this. It's like a hot potato. It's burning me, you know. So this whole thing is going on, and then as I'm surrendering more and more to it, and I'm just taking the lamp and I'm just offering it, and I don't even really know what the prayer was I was saying. I just was like, please, just, it's got to be easy to let this go. This is a karma. It's repeating. It's coming back to me, and I cannot afford to miss this. I don't want to miss it. This is an incredible opportunity for me to go so I can speak to others about it and share with others about it. And then when people come to India, I can take them there. And so they can experience it. So as it turned out, I was still sick. I was telling the group yesterday, I come from a medical background. I've been trained in, you can read about that on the Pillai Center teachers thing. I don't need to get into it now, but spent many years in university, professional school, everything. And so I have a little decent sense of what to do. And it was not to put cotton batten in my ear and pray. But that was the message that was coming to me, was to put the cotton batten in my ear and just pray. And then show the light and surrender it and listen to the meditation. Do all the things that I've been told will access the divine, and the divine will do it. And so there it was, coming to 3 o'clock, and I'm still awake, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just not going to go. And I'm saying this to myself. I get into the bath, I take the bath, shove this cotton batten thing in my ear, and I'm still saying, okay, well, I still have time. I could just say, no, I'm not going to go. And I'm having this conversation and this going back and forth inside of myself. And all of a sudden, I'm finding myself getting into the car. I'm telling my friend here, Deepa, she's also a Dr. Pillai's student for many, many years. And she's like, oh, too bad you're feeling that way. Okay, anyways, get in the car. She's not feeling too, like, compassionate. And she's like, oh, that's too bad, okay. And I'm just finding myself piling into the car, and she's got a bag of, you know, some nice treats and things like that. So that's kind of drawing me in as well. And it's almost at the last moment I can't even muster up enough strength to say, no, I'm not going, even though my ear is pounding and everything. And so I get in the car, and we start driving, and I'm just praying, Ganesha, gum, 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 because that's what I do before I go on a trip. Remove all the obstacles so the road is smooth and everything is smooth. And still the pain is there, and the sun isn't even coming up. It's still dark. And so I'm just closing my eyes, and it's like I'm in a different headspace, a different time space, a different everything. And then as the sun is coming up, it's starting to feel better. And it's starting to go away. You know, as we're coming closer to the temple, because we're there by then, it's 3 hours drive or something like that. And then I notice, oh my God, my ear pain is gone. And I still think, oh, I can't hear out of my ear. And I have to take the cotton out of my ear. So then we get to the temple. Everything starts to clear up even more. No headache is there. I'm sitting in front of the deity. We're chanting the mantras. There's tons of people. Well, not tons of people, but enough people from the village that are there. And we get moved right to the front. You know, two Caucasian women right to the front. And we're sitting down as if that seat was supposed to be for us. And it was for us because no one said, get out. So there we were right in front of the deity. And we're chanting the mantra the priest is giving to the whole group that's there in the temple. They're doing the ritual, and all this energy is coming. And I'm just, it's going on for like an hour, 2 hours, I don't even know. But I was just in a different headspace. But I noticed that everybody was smiling at me, and I was smiling back. And as I was smiling, more energy was coming. I was feeling better. And all this great insights were coming. This optimism was coming alive in me. And then we went off, and the priest who had taken us to that area, he came to give us some special message. And, you know, always they say good luck to you in your life and God bless you. And so when we were closing that, he gave us some flour and some offering, some fruit or something that they had offered. And then I'm just looking at the deity, and it's Vishnu who gives money miracles. And I said, thank you, Vishnu, for getting me here, because I would have missed this, because I would have just stayed at home and lied around and felt sorry for myself. And so I just said, but I just need one more sign. One more sign. And there, as I'm walking through this crowd, there's money on the ground. And that's what Vishnu represents, is a money miracle. So I looked at my friend Deepa. I said, oh my God, can you believe this? She says, that's a sign. And so from then on, I've had no obstacles in getting what I need to get. And I've had to come up with some pretty big payments for things that I've had to do that I didn't think I had the money for to do. So I hope that has been encouraging to share with you about these kinds of things, because we all have, even though I may be here and doing these spiritual things, I still have my work to do. I get paid through the work that I do. So there's a lot of energy that has to go out to that. I have to create my own business. So I understand what everyone else may be going through as well, where you just can find these obstacles, but in the life and maybe not feeling so well, and see the karma. That's the other thing too, is you see the karma. Oh my God, there it is again. Oh my God, I don't want that again. And we almost have to get to that point where you just say, okay, nah, no, 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 no. And then keep going, even in spite of yourself stopping your, like saying, it would be easier if you just go lay down now. Or it would be easier if you did just go ahead and do that. But just keep pushing towards your spiritual. Keep pushing towards doing your practice. And like I said, you don't have to jump on a plane and come to India and go to this temple. Or go through what I had to go through. Not like that. Just do your practice wherever you are in the world, and that energy will come to you. And so that's what we're here to do every week, is to tell you or share with you the energy that's available this week. So I needed some money miracles, and they showed up. They exactly showed up. And I could feel the karma stopping big time. So some people might say, oh, whatever, little earache. And maybe that's true. But for me, it represented a whole time period where I would be really debilitated, not just for a day or so. And then I could just see the karma playing out again. So if you see the karma in your life playing out again and again and again, stop it. Do everything that you can to stop it. And it doesn't mean you fight. Just like I said, just keep moving. Just keep going. You know, like I said, get off the bed, even though you haven't slept, get off, get up, get doing your shower, even if you're having a conversation that you're not going to go. Just keep moving, get in the car, never mind that your husband, wife, whoever it is, friend, colleague, is saying, you know, too bad, so sad. You just keep going, right? Because there they are with you, supporting you anyways, but it doesn't look like they're so empathetic or sympathetic or whatever. Maybe they're pathetic to some people. Mine, I was like, with Deepa, I was like thanking her for not letting me indulge in my little misery. And she was just holding the space. You're going to be fine. Get in the car. Let's go. And then all the miracles afterwards. Right? So I hope that's been inspiring, and nobody is interrupting me, or if somebody wants to, they can now. Do you want to ask a question or share an experience?
Hi, Sucharita. Namaskar.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that I've definitely gotten a lot of benefit from working with Ganesha, including today's meditation. Probably a lot of people say this. I feel like Ganesha is my best friend. You know, I can always count on him. All else fails, you know, chant Om Gam Ganapatye Namaha, and things start to get better.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to share that real quick before we ended the call, and, you know, just say thank you again for all that you do for us every week. Very much appreciated.
Oh, you're very welcome, Nanushka. And how was your meditation today? Did you feel anything different? It was a little bit of a different meditation.
Well, I don't know. I've noticed that, I don't know if it's because I'm, like, working with the Gayatri meditation a lot right now or what, but, I mean, I pretty much woke up with a lot of energy coming through me and shifting things, and, you know, because I did the Gayatri meditation at dawn with the water offering. You know,
okay.
That's been recommended. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, doing, and I do the blue light meditation that you gave back at the end of May every morning before I get up. And part mm-hmm. of that, you know, it involves invoking Ganesha. So by the time you did your meditation, that just, I mean, I was already basically there, and that meditation just intensified, you know, the velocity, you know, it just moved me along that much further and faster.
Are you finding that, you know, when thoughts come up, that they don't have the emotional charge or the energetic charge that they maybe have had in the past? Are you noticing that?
Well, for one, I don't think as much as I used to. I've really taught myself to pretty much have a mantra of some kind, whether it's the Ganesha one or the Gayatri one or some other of the mantras that Dr. Pillai has given us, going in my head is pretty much as I can for the hours that I'm awake. And so I don't have as many thoughts as I used to. And I've noticed, I mean, one of the things that's been intensifying, especially this past week during the Gayatri mantra, is I'm increasingly living from my midbrain, and I'm noticing, I mean, Dr. Pillai has told us this, but I'm actually beginning to experience this, that, I mean, the thoughts really do come from the cerebral cortex, not from the midbrain. So if your center of consciousness is in the midbrain, and you just don't have as many thoughts. Or if you have thoughts, it's your relationship to them is very different. It's more like you know, you barely notice them. You know, there's kind of, they're kind of like clouds overhead, and you kind of know they're there, but you're not really, like, intensely involved with them. So it's a different relationship with the thoughts that starts to happen, at least for me, as I get more and more centered in the midbrain.
Yeah, and are you experiencing, so the cerebral cortex is kind of like shutting down, or it's, you know, muting those thoughts that have been
it's like, you know, Dr. Fly doesn't talk a whole lot about it, and I can see why he doesn't, because you don't really need to think about how you're going to use your cerebral cortex differently. All you have to do is focus on using the midbrain, but the midbrain, at least this, again, my experience is that the midbrain just retrains your cerebral cortex to function differently. Have you noticed that too, or is it just me?
Yeah, and that's what I was kind of getting to with you, is that, and just with everyone, for the sake of having a conversation for the general listeners, is that when we activate the midbrain, it doesn't mean that we don't think at all. It's just that more powerful thoughts come, like more, you know, outrageous or adventurous, or more clarity comes, or more courageous thoughts come. So thoughts that we can really put into action, because what happens with our thoughts, whether we speak them or whether we say them to ourselves or whether we repress them, it's going to create this energy that makes us to do something. So when we go from the midbrain, it's almost like we don't think, because that thought is so powerful, it gets right into action. And so that's what I've been finding, and it sounds like you're getting there too, where the background or the other thoughts that were, you know, kind of active and putting some energy towards maybe worry or whatever it is, you know, not putting it towards making your life what it is, more smooth or more grace coming or more joy, manifesting things easier. You know, it sounds like when you're activating the midbrain, there's clarity and there's movement and there's an ease of flow, and all the other stuff becomes sort of background. It becomes muted out, and then the selection process is up to the divine, because the midbrain represents the divine. Where is the divine? It's your mm-hmm. soul talking to you. It's all. It's our soul that's saying, do this next.
Yes. Kind of what I was saying by using the metaphor of the clouds, is, and I think it's kind of what you were saying too with the muting, it's just that the thoughts feel like they're on the periphery. They're no longer central. They're no longer something I identify with as me. The relationship is very, very different.
And, great.
Gradually more thoughts are coming in. It sounds like it's a more powerful experience than it is for you than it is for me just yet. But it's interesting that you mention that, because every day I write my affirmation for the day on Facebook, and today I wrote, today I am attracting new sources of inspiration, ideas, and opportunities to me in order to fulfill my divine mission faster, better, bigger.
Great. That's a great affirmation.
So clearly, you know, my brain is working along the same lines yours is.
That's pretty big.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, I feel it from you, Nanushka, so keep it going.
Yeah, I feel alignment. I know that the more that we tune into the divine, it unites us, and we start to, you know, working in unison, you know, without actually having to coordinate efforts that much even. So I'm very open to that process happening. You know, I'm really not attached to, you know, doing things, quote-unquote, my way. I'm enjoying it, because I find that I think some people are concerned that they will, you know, be lost in that process of becoming more a part of a group. But I experience it just the opposite, where I find myself more truly myself, the more united I am, you know, with my, I would say more than just my fellow polite students, but with, I would call a larger group of used the designation light workers. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the more I feel that unity, the more truly myself I feel.
That's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And
yeah,
did you want
to tap into that energy? I wish that for every one of us to tap
Aww.
Into that energy. Absolutely. And thanks again, Sucharita.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And it's great. You know, what you're saying is, someone just said this to me in a conversation. Just in passing, they say, I feel my more authentic about
this. Yeah, that's another good way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, good for you. That's awesome. You know, because a lot of us are faking it till we make it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And even
I'm
if
not
we
having
are,
to fake it so much. And that I'm in sales, and I'm noticing that I am attracting customers who are more like-minded. Yesterday, I worked with a family who are devotees of Amma, and you know, we just kind of had a nice talk about that. And I worked with another Indian lady yesterday who complimented me on my ability to pronounce her name correctly, and I said I felt it was because of working with my spiritual teacher that I'm gradually getting better at the correct pronunciation. And, you know, it was just kind of a nice bonding moment with those customers. So I feel like I'm attracting those kinds of customers and more.
That's fantastic. And that must make you feel good.
Oh, it makes me feel great. Yeah. Yeah. I particularly love working with like-minded people and assisting them. So, yeah, it feels really good.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Nanushka.
Absolutely, and have a really fabulous week, and blessings and love, and I look forward to the next amazing call.
Looking forward to it. Enjoy Ganesha's birthday coming up.
Absolutely, I'm going to do what I can to make the most of it.
Awesome.
Okay, take care.
Thanks. Have a great day. Yeah, so being our true self or our authentic self, for some of us it can take a little bit. And as Dr. Pillai says, you just have to fake it till you make it. You know, he's had, even himself, he's gone through such an evolutionary process that I've known him, you know, for almost 20 years. And, you know, when I first met him, he was in the traditional Indian garb with the long hair and the long beard and didn't say too much and, you know, didn't share too much of why or what or where, you know, all those WH questions that every student has. And so for that evolution to take place, he had to let go of how he was perceived and what he needed to do to blend in the world and in and amongst people from the States. That's where he came from, India, and then has spent the past maybe 30 years now in the States, maybe a little bit longer, you know, has raised his family there and has traveled around the world and met different people from every country around the world and been to probably every country around the world as well and exposed to different people, and he's blended. So if you find yourself, you know, not making some strides, this is what Sun can, in Leo can help you to do as well, is to change the way you present yourself to the world, meaning to people around you, It can be as simple as, you know, getting a haircut, maybe, you know, getting your teeth whitened, you know, something that is going to be, hey, what just happened? What did you just do? You know, so invest in something that's going to do something for you. Maybe get a new outfit or a scarf. You know, if you feel like you get, just get an accessory, you know, something that is so that people will notice there's some shift in you. And don't just do it unconsciously. Do it like, hey, I wonder what people would say. You know, if you want a new haircut, go and look at different people and do I look like that person with that haircut? I think that I could pull that off, right? So anything that you do to your personal appearance will start to create this energy inside of you that will blend more with people. It won't be so against the grain. And not that you don't want to be looking like everyone else, but you, in order for you to, it's almost like we have to establish a rapport and present ourselves in that way that people are going to be receptive to us. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see, oh, it's not a big deal to change the haircut, change the clothes. Like Dr. Ply did, he had to change it from Indian garb with the flowing gowns. We used to pick him up at the airport and he'd be in his flowing gown under his trench coat, you know, or because he sometimes came into Toronto in the wintertime, which he lovingly called the Arctic. He said, what is this, the Arctic? It was so cold during the times that he'd come sometimes, you know. And then he would take off his big coat and the boots and everything, and he'd be in his flowing gowns. And no wonder he was cold, you know. So then he started to wear the Western garb and, you know, dressed more accordingly. And it wasn't so different, right? He may have looked different. That you've seen him in the YouTube with that. He puts the scarf on his head because that was the timer. He was being really impacted by Shirdi Sai Baba, which he has now got those full Siddhi powers of Shirdi Sai Baba to do miracles for people. Because that's the divine. When the divine moves us, and then we do some things that will help us to establish a rapport with the people that we're relating to. And then you can change it, you know, when that that new way of being is calibrated within you, or you're able to interact and it's not so strange anymore and you let go of how you are. So that is a good way to, you know, maybe investigate. I'm not saying that you have to do it. Just these are ideas for how you can bring some more sunlight into your life and more light shining on you without doing too much. You don't have to alert the media or anything like that. You can just try something, you know. You can stand in the mirror and say, I love you and approve. I approve of whatever you're doing. And you are great. You know, something like that. Do your affirmations. Like Nanushka said, she does her affirmations, puts it on Facebook. That's the whole world, right? That's outrageous. Why not? Do it. It's not so outrageous because so many people are on Facebook, right? So what you might feel is outrageous, just try it and see what you see about yourself. See what the resistance is. So what you see, the resistance, you've seen it your whole life, and then just keep going anyway. Maybe someone will laugh at your new haircut. That's fine. That's happened to me lots. So that's okay. You just keep going. And then you'll find that those people will either come around or they will just disappear and not be so pushing your buttons. But then you just thank them and say, thank you for pushing my button because that's still there. You know, that deep-seated crap is in me, and I need to get it out because it's no longer serving my highest good, and it's not presenting who I want to be in this world, in this lifetime. Not someday, when I get there, it's now. So, and I want to recognize that divinity in everybody. I want to see the spark in everyone. And so whatever is there in your life will fall away if it's no longer serving you, and then more and more divinity will come. And with that comes the miracles. So you don't have to be on the path for 20 years like myself or even more. You can look back in your life and you've been spiritual all along. You just took the human birth to, because you had tremendous grace. So just keep doing what you're doing. And don't be discouraged if you fall off or if you try something and it doesn't work. As Dr. Ply says, tell me what works for you. I'll be open to it. Tell me what works for you. And he is open to everything, because he wants to more and more people to get the help and support that they need. So pray to Jesus, pray to Allah, pray to whoever it is that you need to pray to. Yahweh, Buddha, Shiva, you know, Dr. Ply, any spiritual teacher that is alive or has gone before us. Just get praying to them. This week, you can pray to Ganesha. If you don't know who else to pray to, always pray to Ganesha. He will remove internal obstacles, and then there won't be obstacles moving forward. And then, as you mentioned with Jermaine, put your goal there. And then with Nanushka, she reinforced, put your affirmation there. And it doesn't take a big deal to do it. Right? It's just a matter of just going and keep going and keep going. Right? Because you're going to keep going anyways. You're not going to keel over. Not yet anyways. So, any other questions? Any other comments? I'm looking forward to seeing those of you who are going to be coming on the Navagraha trip on the 4th, from the 4th to the 8th of September. It's going to be really fun. We're going to go to some fabulous temples here in India and experience life-transmuting, life-transforming energy that you can no longer, when you go back to the country that you're from, you'll no longer recognize who you are, because you will be coming with a tremendous shift in the karma, tremendous shift in your consciousness. And through Dr. Ply's grace and blessings, we'll have a lot of miracles, because he'll be empowering this everyone on this trip to get the most. And so you can go home and be enjoying the new information coming in. So looking forward to seeing you. And then those people who are still sitting on the fence, but there's something inside you that keeps saying, come on, get going. And I'm not saying it's for everyone, but if that's you, listen to the call and go for it. You'll never be the same. And you'll only be able to be that much freer in your thinking, in your actions, and in your all that you know yourself to be. Your true self, your authentic self. So, looking forward to that. And then next week we will have celebrated, by the next time we come together, we'll have celebrated Ganesha's birthday. I'll be able to share more about that, because we're going to have a big to-do here just down the in the village, down the street from where I am. And there's going to be a big Ganesha celebration, and I'll be sharing all those fun things about it with you as well. All right, everyone. God bless you, and it's been wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. Thanks to Radha for giving us the sun transiting into Leo, what that can mean in our lives, and what we can do to bring more and more of that sun energy, which represents our soul. Read that on the blog. So thanks, Radha. And then for those people who are still here and you want to jump over and listen to the recording of the Google Hangout with Dr. Ply about Navaratri, and the goddess, please go ahead and do that, and it will be really powerful way to spend your Sunday and to start your week. Enjoy, and God bless. Bye-bye.